Saturday afternoon, and time to drop in at the Sportsman's Club for another of the sports stories especially selected for you by Grantland Rice. Yes, every Saturday is yarn spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club, where sports fans gather as guests of the Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice. Granny Rice has covered all the big sporting events of the past 30 years, has also made a hobby of collecting good sports stories, which he shares with his friends. You're all invited to these sessions of the Hot Stove League, so join us now as the fans meet Grantland Rice.
Montgomery. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Here's Grantland Rice now. He'll settle it. Hi, Granny.
Hello, Joe. Well, what's the Hot Stove League up to now?
Well, we were talking about the Bojack Montgomery fight, Granny.
Now, that's one you don't want to miss, if you can help it. I happen to know that these two boys, both Bojack and Montgomery, are keener about this fight than any they've ever had before, and they are both in fine condition, and you know they've always given us a thrill. Well, besides that, don't forget, this is being staged 100% for the Fifth War Loan. So no matter what the outcome, you win by buying bonds, and Uncle Sam wins by turning that money into guns and ammunition.
Yeah, brother, you can say that again. Say, what's your story today, Granny? Baseball?
No, Joe, this is one about the ancient and honorable sport of wrestling, which comes in for more kidding than the Dodgers and the whole borough of Brooklyn put together, and which gets taken for another bumpy ride in today's story. It's Phil Sheridan's farce called Reading, Writing, and Rising.
Well, let's hear it, Granny.
Well, this is a story of Achilles Democras Coconatus, wrestling manager extraordinary and developer of world champions. And if you've never heard of Mr. Coconatus, we take you direct to the Central Railroad Terminal in Detroit, where we find the great Achilles stretched out on the marble floor with a policeman sitting on his chest.
What's he yelling for a policeman for? He's got one sitting on his chest already.
Search me. I'm a stranger here myself, just passing through.
Help! Police! Help! Or save!
Quit your squawking, bud.
Okay. I will quit my squawking if you will be getting off my chest.
Nothing doing, Cosmopolis. The game's up.
But I'm telling you, I'm not Cosmopolis. I'm Coconatus. Please, getting off my chest. I do not like for people to be sitting on it. Help, O'Shane!
Who's O'Shane?
Search me. Maybe another gangster.
Hey, what's the matter, Achilles? Hey, Achilles, where are you?
I'm right here, on the bottom. Get this assassinator off my chest right away.
Hey, stop right where you are, bud. And don't try any funny stuff around here or I'll run you in, too.
I beg your pardon, but you are sitting on my manager's chest.
So what? Who are you, Mug? One of this guy's pals?
He is Owen O'Shane, heavyweight wrestling champion of the world. Be getting off my chest, you assassinator. What are you thinking I am, a coach to be sitting on me?
Never mind, Cosmopolis. The game's up. You're under arrest. And you too, bud. You'd better come down to the station, too.
He's not Cosmopolis. That's my manager, Achilles Democras Coconatus. I fear you are laboring under a misapprehension, officer.
Oh, yeah?
Saw the newspaper, saying. The newspaper.
What newspaper? Oh, yeah, sure. Here, officer. Look. See this paper? See the picture? Well, read the caption underneath, right here. Go ahead.
Let me see that. Blonde and still beautiful O'Shane, wrestling's trust-busting champion and one-man box office come-on for the fair sex, who will wrestle in Windsor tonight.
Yeah, sure. See, that's me. Now are you satisfied?
Well, okay. I guess that's you, all right. But that ain't saying who this bird is. Come on, get up, bud, and identify yourself, if you can.
I'm suing the city. Gestapo as you got in Detroit. Never in my life have I been so mortuaried. Look who I am.
Trying to pull a gun, huh, Cosmopolis? Resisting arrest and...
I'm trying to get out my wallet so I can show you who I am.
I'll take that wallet, bud.
I'm talking to the mayor, the police chief I'm seeing. Insult and battery I got for paying my taxes.
Okay, I guess you're Coconatus, all right.
To all my life I'm being Coconatus. Everybody is knowing who I am except dumb coppers. Do gangsters look like the best-dressed man on Broadway?
Well, I'm sure glad you admit your identity, Mr. Coconatus. We certainly have had a time serving you. Here you are, pal. Here's a summons for you. And here's one for you, too, Mr. O'Shane. Happy days, boys. Well, see you both in court.
This is the last stroke. I am suing the mayor. I am suing the governor. Cop. coppers they got serving summonses as on innocent citizens. Coppers serving summonses.
That wasn't no cop, mister. He was wearing a streetcar uniform and a dime store G-man badge. I'm a stranger here myself, but even I could tell that.
What?
Sure.
Now he's telling me. After I'm stabbed in the back, he's telling me it was done with a revolver. Murdering me, they are not stopping at. Tricks for serving summonses.
Well, maybe you should not have pushed that process server off the train the last time we were here, Achilles.
Maybe I shouldn't be leaving the Acropolis Grill 10 years ago for the wrestling business. I am suing Nicopolis for felonious insult.
Well, that makes it even, Achilles. Nicopolis is suing you for my contract. It says so right here in the summons.
I'm laughing. That Nicopolis ain't got no more right to your contract than Mussolini.
Say, Achilles, I almost forgot to ask you. Are we going to see the Nicolas brothers while we are here?
Be shot. Yeah. What for are you wanting to see the Nicolas? They are dumping pepper in your trunks in last match. Evangelist Nicolas and his wrestler steam shovel. I am trusting only less than I am trusting Nicopolis. Even that Mexican mantrap which Evangelist is having for a secretary I am not trusting. Extracting important business information from people who are waiting to see the Nicolas.
Well, I found Miss Obregon a very charming young lady.
So, that's it. You are falling for that whistle.
Pardon me?
She's a whistle.
Miss Obregon is no siren. Furthermore, I plan to call upon her while we are here.
Stabbed in the back. I don't feel so good.
What?
I think I'm going to faint.
What's the matter? Achilles.
My heart. My heart is stopping.
I didn't know you had a bad heart, Achilles. Hey, can I do anything? Here, you better lie down here. We'll be at the hotel soon. We'll call it. Take it easy.
Such a shock you give me. Falling for a whistle. I'm not having long to live. I am asking to make my last months on Earth happy. Promise me you won't be seeing that Lupe Obregón.
Oh, sure, Achilles. Gee, if that's the way you feel about it, I wouldn't think of calling upon her. Gosh, I'd certainly feel like a rat if I was responsible for your death.
Then you won't see her?
Of course not, I promise.
Fine. I'm feeling better already.
All for Mr. Jones. All for Mr. Jones.
Okay, put the bags right here, boy, and be keeping your eye to them.
Yes, sir.
Come, Hossein, we will register, and then we will be going to the gymnasium to get you ready for the match. Are you having my resignation?
I beg your pardon?
I am Mr. Coconatus. I'm having rooms here for myself and for Mr. Hossein. Please, getting my keys, I'm wanting to register.
Oh, yes, Mr. Coconatus, here you are. Room 732, and incidentally, your attorney was here earlier today. He left word that he'd be back later.
My what?
He means your lawyer, Achilles.
My chiseler is in New York. What's going on around here anyway? Something is getting fishy. Hossein.
Yeah.
Hossein, maybe you better be getting a copy of the New York Morning Graphic so we can see what Don Barker is saying about all this.
Well, what for? When he wrote his column last night, nothing had occurred.
Should that be making any difference to Barker? He writes about things whether they happen yet or not. Get the Morning Graphic, please, and come back to the rooms right away, immediately. When you got two summonses and then a call from a chiseler, that means trouble. And for trouble, we need information. And for information, we need Don Barker. Hello. Hello.
I am calling your party.
I am calling Don Barker, New York. Collect, please.
Just a moment. I have your party now, Mr. Konikoff.
Okay, put him on.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Is this Don Barker?
In person, maestro.
This is Achilles Coconatus.
Well, what cruel blow of fate has rendered you berserk in this manner?
No jokes, please. A summons I am getting. Two summonses.
Well, well, well. Achilles, you're all sued up.
Or saying they are suing for breach of contract. That's ridiculous. I'm laughing. Me, they are suing for all the money I made out of Hossein. I am almost laughing. What I am wanting to know from you is, what is the wrestling trust get up its sleeve, huh?
Why, maestro, what's happened to your perceptions?
Huh? Nothing. I never felt better in my life.
Well, if you read my column this morning, Achilles...
Of course I'm reading it. I'm telling you so. What for do you think I'm spending $3.10 like water to calling you up?
Well, in that case, you may have noted that the trust claims to have 91 2/10% of the wrestlers under contract.
Hmm?
Now, just think for a minute, Achilles. If the trust has 91 2/10% of the wrestlers, that can only mean one thing. Trajanovski and Nikopopoulos, working together, control the whole field. And you and the Nicholas brothers are out.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. Honest Torment Rinovsky has been making a gold mine out of having all the championship matches on his Western circuit. He wouldn't double-cross me.
Well, Achilles, it grieves me to think it, but Honest Herman might be tempted to sacrifice you if he thought he could thereby liquidate the Nicholas. And that, Maestro, is the reason for those summonses. You're being taken for a nice, bumpy ride.
Mm.
Well, what do you say now, Maestro?
Plenty. We was robbed.
Achilles, Rasich is here.
Rasich?
Yeah.
What is that snake in the grass doing here? He works for Trinovsky. All right. Let's see him.
Yeah, okay. Come on in, Rasich.
Okay. Oh, hello, Achilles.
What are you doing here, you traitor? I should be having Hossein tear you into small pieces.
Achilles, how can you say
And who is that guy? I am not talking with him.
No.
Get him out of here. And you too. Tell Herman Trinovsky I'm washing my hands with him.
Now, wait a minute, Achilles. You got us wrong. We're here to help you. This gentleman is Mr. Morgan, the attorney we engaged to handle these suits that Nikopopoulos has brought against you.
Well, this guy ain't no chiseler of mine. Maybe you're thinking I'm Little Red Riding Hood, letting a wolf crawl in bed with me, huh?
I'll have you know I'm a member of the bar in the best of standing.
So, you are even bringing up here a bartender and telling me he is a lawyer. Maybe you think I was born tomorrow,
huh? He is a lawyer, Achilles. You see, all lawyers are members of the bar.
No. You learned that in college, I suppose, eh? Hossein? Okay, so be a lawyer. So what?
No, I don't get you, Achilles. Now, first you show your implicit, well-merited trust in us by having Hossein give Trinovsky a power of attorney. And then you get mad because we're quick to hire a lawyer to protect O'Shane's interests.
What am I having Hossein give Honest Horman?
Well, there it is, Achilles. See for yourself. This document is signed in O'Shane's handwriting. It gives Trinovsky power of attorney.
Yeah, I didn't sign that. It's a lie.
Oh, but you did, O'Shane. Don't you remember?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hossein.
Yeah?
Is this your handwriting?
Yeah, but I didn't sign it. I mean, I didn't give it to
Think, Hossein, think. Did you sign anything for Honest Horman?
No. That is nothing but an autograph for his little boy last Friday when we were in Chicago.
Oh, that's wonderful. Horman ain't got a little boy. Hossein is canceling that power of attorney immediately. Tomorrow we are having a match in Windsor, Ontario. Afterward, I will be speaking with you about the details of the case.
Unfortunately, Mr. Coconatus, Nikopopoulos sought and obtained a temporary injunction restraining Hossein from taking part in any further matches in the United States and Canada until the case is decided.
What? So that's it. Stabbed in the back in three places. Okay, I'm giving up. You ain't here for nothing, Rasich. So now we are getting down to hole cards.
Well, Achilles, it's this way. How would you like to run the New York promotion end of a new trust?
Keep talking.
Well, with you in New York, me running Ohio and Michigan, and Honest Herman operating from Chicago, we'd have things pretty well in hand. We could starve everybody else out.
We're speaking some more.
All right. Now, Morgan gets it fixed up so Hossein can wrestle. On Wednesday, we arrange a little match for him in Chicago, and he loses the championship to one of our boys. Let's say, Gorilla Badawicki.
What?
No, don't worry, Achilles. We'll post a $30,000 guarantee that you get the title back. But we let Gorilla Badawicki hold on to it until Nikopopoulos drops the suit against Hossein, which he'll do as soon as the title's lost. Then we give it back to you, set up the new trust with a title exchange agreement.
Okay, that's a deal. We will be making Nikopopoulos eat his dirty work. I'm calling up my chiseler in New York and telling him to draw up the contracts. But first, I have another call to make.
Hello? Grand River Arena. Brothers Nicholas.
Hello, Lupe? Lupe Obregon?
Yes, who is this?
This is Achilles Democras Coconatus.
Why, Mr. Coconatus, you surprise me. I haven't heard from you in ages. Are you really calling little me?
What I am calling to tell you is that we are just getting in town and we are leaving tomorrow. You understand? We are leaving tomorrow. And in the meantime, I am not wanting you to be looking up Hossein or talking with him on the telephone.
Why, Mr. Coconatus, I wouldn't even look at Mr. O'Shane if he was the last man in Detroit.
Okay. Just don't be calling up Hossein. I don't want no Mexican mantrap upsetting my champion. Be remembering that or I'll be making so much trouble for you that you'll be wishing you weren't born.
Why, you little runt.
Don't you dare tell me what to do. I'll call whomever I please and whenever I please, and you're not going to stop me.
Okay. Goodbye, Lupe.
Goodbye. Ah, the nerve of that little heel. Calling me a man-trap. Me. I'll show him. He'll wish
to. Something the matter, Lupe? Who's you talking to, and what did he say?
That was Mr. Coconatus, Mr. Nicholas. He had the nerve to tell me that I was deliberately after O'Shane, and that he'd make trouble for me if I tried to see him. They're leaving for Chicago tomorrow.
Tomorrow, eh? For Chicago. Something fishy. I smell a mouse. You be calling up O'Shane right away.
If you think I ain't, you're crazy. I'll show that heel Coconatus where he gets off in this league.
And don't forget to find out things, Lupe. Be remembering you get $10 pieces for all information, huh?
Don't you worry, Mr. Nicholas. When I get through with O'Shane, you'll have enough information to open up a library.
Hello? Give me the Athletic Commission, please. This is Mr. Coconatus. Hello, Athletic Commission. I want some information, please. Hello, hello. This is Mr. Coconatus. I am calling Colonel Bookmaster of the Five Boroughs Wrestling Commission. And I am paying for the charges, so hurry up, please. Hello, operator. Get me Mr. Popolis, the lawyer in New York. Call that.
Well, Achilles, I'm glad to see you. Come on in, come in.
Rasich, I come to talk business.
Oh, fine, fine. Sit down.
I am calling my chiseler in New York, and he is having an idea which will save us time and money.
What's he want?
Oh, he don't want nothing. However, he is saying the time it will take to get things fixed tomorrow and again on Wednesday means we will just be getting to Chicago in time for the match. It also means there won't be no gate on account we can't advertise it until the hearing Wednesday is over. Oh, no gate is bad, like throwing away money. So he says, why not make a deal with Nicopopolis?
What?
Sure.
What kind of a deal?
The object of the deal is to have Nicopopolis not objecting to lifting the injunction against O'Shane wrestling while the case is still being settled.
So?
So, Popolis says for you to be going to Nicopopolis and telling him what you and Honest Horman are doing. Except you tell him you are both tricking me and that what you are really going to do when you get the championship is letting Nicopopolis have it.
Hi, Cokie, that's a stroke of genius. I almost swallowed my tongue from astonishment.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that myself?
That's what I'm wondering. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Is this Achilles Coconatus?
Absolutely, Achilles Coconatus. Who is this speaking?
This is Evangelos Nicholas.
Aha, so you are calling me already. That Lupe is already extracting the information.
What did you say?
Nothing. What did you say?
Well, look, I'm calling to give you warning. Me and my brother Steam Shovel Stefano Nicholas, we don't like you. But Nicopopolis, we don't like even better. The trust is double-crossing you.
So, how are you knowing all this?
I'm getting around. I'm having pleasure to get information.
And I am knowing where those places are and what's her name. Continue, please.
That ain't the half of it, Achilles.
What is the other half?
Rosick and Honest Herman are actually turning the title over to Nicopopolis.
You are knowing that, too?
We are both sinking in same boat. But I got plan where we can give Nicopopolis and Honest Herman Trajanovsky both the works and start our own trust.
Keep talking.
Are you interested, Achilles?
I said keep talking. When I say keep talking, that means we can do business.
Is your lawyer going to be in Chicago when we get there, Achilles?
Huh? Oh, sure, sure. Don't worry, Rasitz. Everything is all arranged.
Well, that's fine.
Uh-huh. What station is this, Achilles?
We are now coming into Kalamazoo. Oh, Rasitz, I think I will be getting off the train and getting some air here.
Okay, Achilles.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Come on, Hussein. We are both getting a little air.
Kalamazoo. This station is Kalamazoo.
We're only going to be here a minute, boss.
Okay, don't wait for us. Come on, O'Shane, we ain't got much time.
All aboard!
Hey. Hey, Achilles, the train's pulling out.
I am seeing that. We will be getting on the train on the other side of the tracks. Hurry up!
Yeah, but that's going the wrong way. It's going back to Detroit.
This is the right train. Be getting on. It's leaving in 1 minute.
Yeah, but how about Mr. Rasich? He's on his way to Chicago alone.
Stop worrying about Rasich. We got to have somebody looking after our luggage while the train is going to Chicago, ain't we?
Oh, you mean we're not going to Chicago after all?
Correct. We are going back to Detroit and give everybody a big surprise.
Well, I can tell you this, Achilles. I certainly am glad I don't have to lose the title. I never liked the idea of giving up the championship to Gorilla Badawicki.
Oh, you are still losing it. But this time you are losing it to Steam Shovel Stefano Nicolas. Right now they are announcing the match in Detroit over the radio as a sudden championship feature for tonight's matches at Grand River Arena. You should be having a good get, so make the fall look good.
Yeah, it'll look good, all right. I couldn't beat Nicolas with an axe. How come you never ask me how I feel about this? Maybe I don't want to wrestle with Nicolas.
Relax. Stop worrying. You see, this is a check for $30,000. Maybe that will make you feel better, huh? A guarantee Nicolas is giving the title back.
The trust will pay him more than $30,000 for it. You must be going crazy.
Maybe so. But everybody's a little crazy sometime. For instance, you are crazy about signing autographs. Me? I like collecting autographs and green paper.
In this corner, the defending champion of the world, except in California, Arkansas, and Peoria. In this corner, the outstanding contender for the heavyweight championship of the world, except California, Arkansas, and Peoria, Steam Shovel Stefano Nicolas.
Now, remember what I told you, Arsene. Make it a good match. At least 45 minutes. But watch out for the face. Don't hurt the face.
Okay.
So what's the matter, Arsene? You are acting very sour. You are maybe having indigestion?
No, leave me alone.
Okay. But remember what I told you about the face. Make the fall look good. And don't be bothering about working up a sweat. You ain't got to give nobody a slip tonight.
I'll show the lot of them making me lose my title.
Go in there and wrestle now, but watch out for the face.
So, treacherousness, huh? You're all wet, Arsene. Working up a sweat makes you think you can be slipping away from me, huh? I'm laughing, Arsene.
Oh, yeah, well, laugh this one off.
Hey, that's not the arrangement. I'm supposed to make the neck lock, not you. You're breaking the rules.
Carlos, what's the idea to have Nelson? What are you doing? Hey, Nicolas, quit it, will you?
For slippery customers, I got special rosin preparation.
Oh,
sore grip and working like sandpaper. Come around after the match, and I'll be selling you some for $10 a pack.
Hey, that isn't legal.
Sure, and neither is this. A little message for the year.
Oh.
To make like little cauliflower.
Get me off my ear, will you? You're not supposed to do anything to my face. What's the idea?
The idea is you're too beautiful. The customers is going to like you better with this cauliflower ear. Hey, Oshena, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get my shoulders against the mat, baboon. I'll get you some other night.
We'll not be keeping it up for a while, huh? My customers are liking it. What do you say about another 20 minutes or so?
No, nothing doing.
Okay. But you ain't no sportsman. Go ahead. Get him down.
I'll take your knee out from under my shoulder. You're right. I can't push it through the mat.
Okay. She's out and you're down. Now, I'm champion.
You didn't have to be making the fall look as good as all that, Arsene. Always you are overdoing things. Okay, boys, that's enough with the rubbing down. Now sit up, Arsene, and let me look at the ear.
Oh, shut up, your heel, and leave me alone. Go away.
Okay. So you are calling me a heel too, eh?
Well, you threw away the championship tonight, didn't you?
Okay. So sit down and read a college book. Maybe you don't learn something from there either. Pretty soon you'll find out what kind of a manager you got. You'll be finding out right now. Come in.
Hello, Coconatus, you heel.
Uh-huh. So you are here, Nikopapoulos.
And I'm here too, Achilles. Be remember that.
I am not forgetting, Nicholas. What do you want? Be speaking one at a time.
We are coming here for to tell
you... I am telling him, Nikopapoulos. Achilles, I am forfeiting my guarantee. My brother, steam shovel Stefanos Nicholas, is losing title to one of Nikolopoulos' bombs. $30,000 Nikopapoulos give me back and partnership in trust. You and honest Herman Trajanovsky is out in the snow.
I should be giving lessons, maybe, on how to fix up a hill. Because when I fix his one up, Kokinadis, I fixes him right. Kokinadis, you are true. Washed up and done.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should have played ball with honest Herman after all, eh?
Smart like a cow. Trajanovsky was going to sell you out, too. I had it all fixed with him.
Then I am keeping his guarantee, even if Hossein didn't rustle his bomb. On account Herman entered into an agreement in bad faith. Anyhow, we'll have to be suing me to get it back.
So what? Two hills suing each other should not worry me.
Okay. So I'm keeping your 30,000 also, Evangelist Nicholas.
Okay, so be keeping it. I'm getting it back from Nikopapoulos.
Okay, so be going on. Don't ever darken my doorstep again.
Okay, so don't be forgetting this is my doorstep. And don't take it home with you. Goodbye.
Oh, boy, are you smart. Now you fixed it good.
From roast beef, I'm getting advice. I am making us $60,000 and you are hollering.
Sure, we make $60,000 and throw away the championship.
It ain't so important we can't get along without it for 2 days.
How's that?
2 days we give them so Evangelist Nicholas will be having time to cash Nikopapoulos' $30,000 check. And Nikopapoulos will be having time to drop those lawsuits against us. After that, we are taking back the title again. Actually, we are not ever losing it.
What are you talking about?
By mutual consent, we are holding championship matches in Michigan. So we are forgetting all about the law. However, I am looking it up, and it says that matches to a decision is not legal in Michigan. So no title changes hands. Already I am talking on the phone with Colonel Bookmaster of the Five Boroughs Athletic Commission. And he says I am right. New York is still recognizing Hossein.
Achilles, I take it all back. You're a genius, a positive genius.
Okay, but you ain't. Now you're having cauliflower ear and spoiling your sex appeal at the box office. Someday you are having to tell me what it is they are teaching in these colleges.
Hey, that's some story, Granny. That's very good.
Well, fellas, that was reading, writing, and rising. And if any heavyweight wrestling champions are listening in, remember, we were just kidding. Well, maybe. Well, see you all next week, fellas. So long, Joe. So long, Bill.
So long, Granny. Thanks for the story.
This has been another visit to the Sportsman's Club for a favorite sports story of Grantland Rice. Today's story, Readin', Writin', and Rawsin', was dramatized for radio by Ben Kagan. Our actors were Robert Harris, Joseph Julian, Bill Smith, Richard Keith, Leonard Scherer, Larry Haynes, Dorothy Eden, Dayton Allen, and Sam Raskin. George Crooks was at the organ. Grantland Rice was here in person. The production was under the direction of Herbert Rice. Now, friends, a question for you. How many words make a good letter? The kind you want to read again? Well, here at NBC, we have no rules on letters. We like them long, short, and middle-sized. We get 200,000 letters a year, all of them different. Some of them say, thanks to NBC, we can always hear good programs, whether they're music, drama, or information. Some letters offer suggestions and criticisms which are most helpful to us. We are very glad to get both types of letters because it proves that NBC listeners do some plain and fancy thinking about radio. You radio listeners know what you want. And whenever you listen to NBC or one of its independent affiliated stations, you may be sure that every effort is being made to please you. We pay attention to your letters, so write us often, will you? NBC's brand of radio is good radio. It has to be to meet the high standards of NBC listeners. This is the National Broadcasting Company.